This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And we go live to the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Lawn and Garden Show. Executive Officer Dana LaPrey getting ready for the event, which begins in 90 minutes. Dana, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, I know you've got a lot going on. What's the mood out there this morning?
Oh, everybody is stoked. You know, it's opening day of the home show. We have over 120 experts down here ready to answer questions and give tips on home improvements and landscaping projects. While you're down here, you can get your passport stamped for a chance to win a staycation at the Diamond Lake Resort. We also have a build-off competition between seven local schools and door prizes and presentations. They're happening every hour. There's really something fun for everyone down here.
Well, and really, here we are getting ready for the beginning of March. It's a perfect time to be looking. I mean, pretty much everybody is looking around the house and the yard and trying to figure out what they need to improve on or fix this time of year.
Yeah, you know, and this year is a wonderful year to come down and get those tips on any landscaping projects you have. We have a ton of landscapers down here who are ready to answer questions.
And you've got the experts there. You've got booth presentations, and you're in two different buildings, right? Douglas Hall and the Community Conference Hall.
Yep. So we're occupying the conference hall this year and the Douglas Hall. 120 vendors. There's local breweries. There's good food. Lots of presentations happening every half hour. So as people are coming into the show and they want to get some extra tips on things or maybe just kind of see what's going on, this is the place to be.
A lot of people, if, you know, fixing things is not your foray, you're not good at it, but you know it needs to get done, here's an opportunity to connect with the professionals and to talk to a number of different ones who can take care of that project you've got.
I know myself, you know, I don't have a green thumb, and so I look forward to coming down here and talk. I just got a bonsai tree, and I have no idea what to do with this beautiful tree. And so they're actually doing a workshop on how to take care of them. So I know myself I'm going to be tuned in and listening. But, yeah, there is a lot going on, and people that really want to just get extra information on how to do things, come on down here. They'll be able to answer all of your questions.
Now, are all the folks, all the vendors, all from the local area?
Yes, we have over 100 vendors that are local to Douglas County.
Wow. And so you can meet people that are already here, familiar with the area, familiar with things that you might want to do where you are. You mentioned food. You've got food truck vendors out there, right?
Yes, we do. We have four different food truck vendors available.
So it's a three-day event. Talk about the hours and the admission.
Yeah, so today, Friday, we're open from 10 to 6. Tomorrow, it's 9 to 6. And Sunday is 10 to 4. It's $8 or $5 if you bring two cans of food for feeding Umpqua. And Sunday, seniors and veterans get in free all day.
And I know you've got some high school students out there working at least part of the time. Talk about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to partner with seven local schools that, in support of their CTE programs, they're doing a build-off competition for not only bragging rights, but for a trophy, winning first place. And we partnered with CASA. Their small play structures that they're building are going to be donated to CASA this year for their event.
All right, so getting young people involved early on in this.
Yeah, there is a lot of different schools, a lot of kids that are really excited about their builds, and they're down here also showcasing the hard work that they put into them.
Well, it sounds like a perfect place to be, and you get the good weekend weather for it, so people can come out again 10 to 6 today, 9 to 6 tomorrow, 10 to 4 on Sunday. Anything else people ought to know?
Well, you know, there's something fun for everyone. This is the only show of its kind in Umpqua Valley, so come join us and check it out.
All right, Dana LaPrey from the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association, live from the fairgrounds. It opens in 85 minutes, the Home and Garden Show. Dana, thanks for being on this morning.
We'll see you down here. Thanks again.
All right, 8:36 at the Morning Report.